somebody, you know, church on Sunday and don't go anywhere else. Everybody in between. So,
do you play a lot of shows through small towns such as ours?
You know, pretty regular. I kind of prefer the small town atmosphere myself anyway. And I think I connect a little bit more with those folks too, when I tell the stories about, you know, being the mayor and trying to corral all the chaos of a small town.
Yeah. People can certainly relate to that. That's for sure. Are you going to be busy in 2025, Jeremy?
You know, I do, probably about 100 shows a year, and, it's lining up to be that way once again. So, barring anything crazy, I'll be bouncing around all over the country again.
Where do you come up with new material? Is it just kind of things that you see around you and you quick record it on your phone or write it down?
Yeah, it's a lot of just life, you know. Like I said, you know, with the mayor stuff, it's all just stuff that happened. You know, one of the things that, for example, one of the things they have to me, I got a message from the town clerk that, hey, we got a problem. There's plaster dust and drywall all splattered around the meeting room. One of the fire trucks backed into the wall and broke it again. Again.
Jeremy Nunes joining us, and he'll be here, a part of the Richland County Performing Arts Council and the City Auditorium Show this Saturday night. Get your tickets.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office and, for the first time since joining his administration, took questions from reporters as he defended his Department of Government efficiency.
The people voted for major government reform, and that's what people are going to get. They're going to get what they voted for.
President said he always follows judges' orders when asked about judges who've temporarily blocked some of the initiatives. The president also welcomed Mark Fogel to the White House the day he was released after 3.5 years of detention in Russia. Terms of the deal for his release were not announced, but the Kremlin now says a Russian citizen's been freed in the U.S. and is expected to return to Russia in the coming days. Today, the first look at inflation for the year. The January inflation readout released as Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifies for a second day on Capitol Hill. Tens of millions impacted by three different storm systems, bringing snow to the Northeast. The biggest concern, heavy rains and possible mudslides in California. This is ABC News. The pilot of a small plane walks away after crashing into a New Hampshire neighborhood, narrowly missing houses.
It happened just after 10 a.m. yesterday. Dave Lennon was practicing takeoffs and landings in his 1946 single-engine plane when he says he stalled.
I was shooting for the end of the runway, and then I just obviously didn't make it, but it was closer to the houses than I thought.
The 65-year-old walking out of the plane unharmed. He says he's sad to have lost the plane he's owned for 30 years, but glad to be alive.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. As President Trump continues to make offers about buying Greenland, Denmark is circulating a petition making an offer it jokingly believes the president won't refuse Denmark to buy California. Petition has about 200,000 signatures so far. Its goal is 500,000. Another goal, the Danes say, to bring Hygge to Hollywood. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value. This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited-time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court & Main Downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court in Maine, where your dream home is just a sail away.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction Stands is a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
We have a forecast that calls for a high of 19, 2 to 4 inches of snow, some possible 5-inch totals in parts of Grant and Iowa counties. Snow tapering off a bit after midnight, additionally 1 to 2 inches tonight. A winter weather advisory for most of the area from this morning until 3 tomorrow morning, and a winter storm warning for Grant County. For Friday, 25, another 3 to 6 inches possible through late Friday night. Oh joy, oh joy. You wanted snow? Yep, here we go. We're at 6 degrees in Richland Center. No snow yet, though. We've been peering out the little window. Nothing yet. No.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools are closed today. Fenimore, Riverdale, Weston, Ithaca, including 4K, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Highland, and Waseca Steuben. The Ithaca FFA Blood Drive is not going to be held today. Also, Avoca United Methodist Church board meeting scheduled for 10 this morning. That has been postponed until next Wednesday as well. Grant County ADRC bus, senior dining sites, and Meals on Wheels canceled. And the Boaz Lions Club meeting for tonight will not be held. And I believe, yes, we are up to date today. 9 minutes after 7, nothing yet, but they're sure it's coming, so get ready. Here's Luke Combs.
If your cares turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart.
Things to celebrate today. It's Hug Day. Come here, Hank. Oh, never saw him run so fast. Anyway, it's International Darwin Day. It's Lincoln's official birthday. It's NAACP Day. It is National Plum Pudding Day. Paul Bunyan Day. Paul and his Babe the Blue Ox and, you know, all of the stories went around with that. Safety Pup Day. It's National Lost Penny Day. And news is they will be discontinuing making the poor old penny. I still have quite a few. Get them every week in my paycheck, actually. Yes, thank you.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me like a horse
of the things I'll do. With a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe, there'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
folks, this is Phil Nee, and today I want to take a moment to salute some real everyday heroes, our school bus drivers. Now, I'll admit, back in the day, I was quite close to all of my school bus drivers because they made me sit right behind them on the way to school. But through it all, those bus drivers had the patience of saints. Every morning, no matter the weather, they got us to school safely, and every afternoon, they made sure we got home in one piece, even if we were a little rowdy. Think about it. These drivers handle traffic, bad weather, and a rolling classroom full of kids, all while keeping things under control. That takes skill, patience, and a whole lot of heart. So if you see a school bus on the road today, give them a little extra space, maybe a friendly wave. And if you've got a student riding that bus, remind that student to say thank you to their driver. It is National School Bus Drivers Appreciation Week. To all the school bus drivers out there, from everyone at WRCO, we appreciate you.
And Bueller, as we pay tribute to those country roots today. 7:20 the time. We'll see what old Hank is up to in just a moment.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5, and don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Hey, lovebirds! WRCO is spreading the love this Valentine's season with a sweet giveaway you won't want to miss. We're giving away two candy bouquets this Friday, and entering is as easy as saying, I love you. Here's how you win it. Call or text WRCO at 608-647-4155. Give us your name and your Valentine's message. We'll read your message on the air. And just for entering, your name will go into a drawing to win one of two delicious candy bouquets. It's that simple. Share the love, send a sweet shout out, and you might just win a treat for your Valentine's or yourself. So don't wait. Call or text 608-647-4155 and get in on the Valentine's fun with WRCO. Special thanks go to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and Added Touch Floral and Gifts in Richland Center.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The five-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing, sir?
Not bad. Is it snowing yet or not?
I think it is.
Really?
A little bit of. Is it Sugar Grove, Sugar Ridge?
I don't know.
I don't know. Someone called and I.
Oh, they said that it was snowing there?
I had some.
Okay.
But anyway, it doesn't look, it looks it, but it, you can't see it. So,
yeah.
Swing and a miss.
You need one of those moist towelettes to clean your glasses
off. Yes. Yeah. Or just a towelette after you come back in. So,
right.
So, anyway, how was your evening last night? It sounded like you were late.
Yeah. Home game. Got home quite late, but that was all right. Richland Center with a win.
And yeah, congratulations.
Broke a long losing streak.
It's good for them.
45 games.
Yeah.
And I said it all along with any team, and I was even on a couple of teams that struggle to wins. As soon as you get that win, things change a little bit.
They do.
The confidence changes.
Yep, the confidence changes. The attitude changes a little bit, and good for them. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and the JV went over double overtime, and then you had a single overtime last.
Single overtime. Yeah.
That's like the other night. I was in Wazika. I got home the latest I've ever got home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just. The closer you are, the farther you are away.
You were crawling to bed when our national anthem played last night for the game.
Well, I was. So my game started early. So
yeah, yours started at 6:30. It makes a difference. Yeah.
But it was an hour drive there. I went to Belmont.
Mm.
So,
yeah. Well, good deal. Yeah, it was a nice win.
They paid me before I did it. So
and the hats off to sophomore Kylie Burns, who hit three free throws with 3 seconds
left. Nice shot for that young lady.
So.
Yes.
Yeah,
she a pitcher too, isn't she?
I don't
know. In softball,
might be.
I think she is. So
that time will be coming before we know it.
It's here.
Yeah.
Well, minus the snow, but the weather is 20 degrees outside. Let's play some softball.
Yeah, I saw BJ Hinkle at Riverdale the other night, and I said, "Hey, we've been out on colder days than this." And we probably have.
Yes,
I've had many a game with my card table on a snowbank. It's not quite level. I'm sitting behind the backstop because they pushed all the snow behind the backstop.
Yeah, but here's the thing: you may not your table not be level, but you're always level.
I'm always
even if you're unlevel
on the level. Yeah,
yes,
right.
Yeah, so everybody knows that.
Those are cold days.
Phil looks like he's crooked. No, he's straight up where he needs to be.
Yes.
So, and tonight you get a night off, so.
Yeah. Hopefully I get a little rest. Hopefully June doesn't try to kiss me in junk because, I'm going to be tired, so just.
I mean, you don't want her to kiss you?
Leave me alone. Yeah, I'm going
to, I mean, you probably have to beat her off with a stick when
probably.
You get home, don't
Yeah, that's
you?
What I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I dreamed that. I'm sorry.
No, that's probably her with you.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Let's change the subject here.
Like what?
Yeah, I don't know. Factor Hankel?
All right. We can do that. The windshield wiper was invented in Alabama, Philip.
I'm going to say no.
No, it is true.
Really?
Yeah, the windshield wiper was invented in Alabama.
There you go. And it worked.
Yeah.
I wonder if the first one, because I had a buddy who had a car. I guess it was a car. It had a motor. It rolled down the road. But the motor for the windshield washer or wiper was broken.
Oh, really?
So he had string tied.
String back and forth, yes.
So he said, grab onto the string, and it was raining, so he back and forth.
That's the best.
Manual.
Yeah. Back in the old days. A dragonfly's lifespan is 12 hours, Philip.
Yes.
It is, but when is their lifespan? It's actually 18 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's sort of Hanko, sort of.
So you're right. Yeah. Uh-huh. But,
18 hours.
Yeah. They're,
they got to live it up while they can.
And they do. That's all they do. Philip, here's one for you. In high school basketball, if you shoot an air ball, the shooter may get his own rebound.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
It is true.
Yeah.
A lot of people think you can't.
Yeah.
High school and college, if it is an actual shot, you may retrieve your own air ball.
Right. Interesting.
So, but it has to be an attempted shot.
Yeah.
It can't just be thrown up there.
Thrown up there.
It has to be a shot.
Well, you could use that as a play if you were fast enough. You could shoot it, run under, catch it, and then lay it up.
I've never experienced that.
You've seen those YouTube videos of people throwing football passes to themselves.
Yes.
Throw it 50 yards and go catch it.
Uh-huh.
I just cannot believe
and
it.
And they put some air underneath it.
They do.
So, but in the NBA, you're not allowed to catch your own air ball.
Oh, okay.
So, a lot of myth in that. So, people go, that's traveling. It's not traveling. There are more people in the world than there are chickens, Philip.
There are more people in the world than there are eggs right now, I think.
Yeah.
chicken or the egg? I'm going to say that's true.
No, it's false. There are more chickens than people.
Oh, okay.
And do you know why the chicken crossed the road, right?
To get the other side.
No.
Because! Because! There you go.
A snail can sleep for 3 years, Philip.
A snail can sleep for 3 years.
Yeah.
Huh. Boy, sometimes I wish I was a snail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. Very true. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What else do you have?
All horses, all race horses, okay, turn a year older on January 1st of every year.
Well, they probably do.
They are. Yeah. But it's on January 1st is their birthday. That's how they celebrate the racehorses.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to Amber for that one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah. It really is. So
they're all considered from the same year then, I suppose.
That's correct. And they don't have to worry about birthdays. It's January 1st.
They racing purposes. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see. I had a good one in here. Oh, here we go. In 1920s, popcorn was banned from the movie theaters because it was too noisy.
I'm going to say that's probably true.
It is true. It is very true.
They had silent movies.
Yes.
But lots of times they had a piano player playing along. Yeah. They had a score that a local person would play the piano. And that reminds me, I think the city auditorium is going to be showing a silent movie sometime this spring.
But
to their records, it's like the first movie ever shown there.
Oh,
so good. And it's like the 100th anniversary of that movie. So they were going.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I don't know if they're going to have the piano player there and the.
I'd be a good actor if I didn't have to say anything.
Well, yeah, you probably would.
I mean, the blood in the famous shower scene in Hitchcock's Psycho. Was in fact Hershey's chocolate syrup.
That is true.
It is true.
I knew that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it was black and white, so who knew?
Yeah. Let's see here. I had the best one. I don't even know what I did with
that's
it.
That's a scary scene.
Oh, here we go. Right here.
All right.
Right here.
All right.
What are you looking for? What have I done now?
Oh, I was looking for the bell, but somebody put it away. It looks like it's back there in the windowsill.
Well, who would do that?
Probably you.
Yeah, I was cleaning. Uh-huh. Over the 247 billion email messages sent every day, Phil.
Every day.
Every day. 247 billion. 81% are pure spam.
Yes.
That's true.
True.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I had about that many in my inbox the other day.
No comments. The right hand is mentioned positively 100 times in the Bible. Positively 100 times in the Bible. While the left hand is mentioned only 25 times, and it's all negative. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Yep, it is true.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting. Let's see here, Philip. One more. I got one more here.
It's the kicker.
Let's see here. Make sure I can say all the words. All right. Men's underwear, known as BVDs, are so called because of the term of abbreviation of the phrase "boys' ventilated drawers."
I don't know.
Men's underwear known as BVDs.
I got it. Yeah. I'm going to say that's Hanko. I think that's Hanko. Because BVD is a company, I think, isn't it?
Well, we'll all be brief. BVD are the initials of the three men who founded the apparel company in 1876. Bradley, Vahors, and Day. I can find them, can't I?
Yeah, you can. That's what Guitarzan wears in the
Guitarzan!
Yeah, that guy. He flies through the air with ease in his BVDs.
Aren't they a song like that?
Yeah.
Maybe you can send that out to the Lovebirds for their anniversary today. Guitarzan!
The Lovebirds? Who are the Lovebirds?
Well, I'm talking about the anniversary
song. Oh, okay.
You know, your special anniversary song.
Right.
They'd probably really appreciate that song for
that. Yeah, that's a love song.
Buddy, I hope you have an awesome day. I hope everybody stays safe out there. And I'm staying with you in June tonight.
Oh, really?
Yep, be kind.
Sounds good. I appreciate that. I don't know. We'll have to get out the pickled pig's feet. And
Guitarzan!
So you feel like you're at home.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Some notes on today, the 12th of February, back in time, 1809, Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the U.S., was born in a log cabin in Kentucky. Also, 1914, groundbreaking took place for the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. 1967 on TV, promotional films for the Beatles' forthcoming single Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields debuted on The Ed Sullivan Show in the U.S. And my mother was saying, Jim, look at their hair. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the Cardinal Rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today to Gene Lisney from Five Points Lutheran Church, also to Alicia Larson from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday to Tressa from Bill Ward and Bill Jr. as well. Have an awesome birthday and a great year, Tressa. Happy birthday on the 12th of February to Vernon Carter from residents and staff of Schmidtwillen Hills. Also, Richland Center Lions saluting Alex Milsna, Jennifer Tackett, and Jeff Lee. Happy anniversary wishes today to Jody and Heather Cornell. Have a great day to the Cornells from Beulah Wesleyan Church. And a happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Chris Heinzeroth, also to Sean McHenry, Tim Walsh, Anthony Spies, and happy anniversary, Wayne and Jacqueline Fetteplace as well. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Mary Kelly and Darlo Wentz from A Secret Admirer. Some notes on today on this Wednesday.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feel so right.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Thanks for joining us today, 7:42 on a Wednesday. Only hoping you have a great day. Maybe if I play this song, I won't have to do any cleaning tonight. We'll see. John Denver, ladies and gentlemen.
He came looking for the answers to some questions on his mind. Seeking truth and understanding in the hope that he would find a way to better serve his brothers and his sisters in the sun. Sharing all that he was given, giving all to everyone. Come and listen to the story of a journey once begun. Of a people and their plenty and their season in the sun. And how they gave themselves symbols and things that they could hold. Living lives in desperation, in the fear of letting go.
day. Joanne has the news coming up next.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style. The Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together. The Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort. The Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. With some light precipitation, it's 6 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the area until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, although a winter storm warning is in effect for Grant County until during the same period. Chilly today with snow, 2 to 4 inches possible, with some 5-inch totals possible in Grant and Iowa counties, a high of 19. Tonight, snow tapers off a bit after midnight. An additional 1 to 2 inches is possible, with a low of 3. Again, in Richland Center, after a low of 5, it's 6 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Due to the impending winter weather for today, the National Weather Service issued advisories and warnings as early as yesterday afternoon throughout the southern half of Wisconsin, as well as a large portion of Iowa and Illinois. The winter storm warning issued for Grant County prompted classes to be canceled yesterday evening in school districts within that county, which included Benton, Cassville, Darlington, Fenimore, Iowa Grant, Lancaster, Platteville, Potosi, River Ridge, Shelbyville, and Southwestern. In-person classes were also canceled for Cuba City and Scales Mound, but those two districts are having virtual learning classes today. WRCO will keep listeners up to date on cancellations and closings as they come in. You can also find a list of cancellations and closings on WRCO.com and the WRCO Radio Facebook page. We can tell you at this time, Fenimore, Riverdale, Weston, Ithaca, including 4K, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Highland, and Wazika Steuben schools are all closed today. Also, in community announcements, the Ithaca FFA Blood Drive will not be held today. Richland Community Food Pantry will be closed. Avoca United Methodist Church Board meeting will be held next Wednesday instead. The Boys Lions Club meeting at 6:30 is canceled. And Grand County ADRC Bus Senior Dining Sites and Meals on Wheels are canceled today. As winter sets in, snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspirus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
and slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going, use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, you know, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
Interim Richland County Administrator Derek Kalish reported to the County Executive and Finance Committee that Maximus has provided cost allocation planning services to Richland County since 2013. Maximus prepares a central services cost allocation plan on behalf of the county, which identifies the various costs incurred by the county to support and administer outside-funded federal programs. The plan contains a determination of allowable cost of providing each supporting service, such as accounting, legal counsel, and data processing. Various departments within the county use these plans for funding, reporting, and reimbursement purposes. The three-year contract, at a cost of $12,450, will run from April 15, 2025 to March 31, 2028. A resolution approving a new collective bargaining agreement with the Richland County Deputy Sheriff's Association, WPPA, known as the Union. The current collective bargaining agreement between Richland County and the Union representing the sworn employees of the Sheriff's Department expired on December 31, 2024, and the members of the Union have ratified a collective bargaining agreement for 2025 to 2027. The Executive and Finance Standing Committee unanimously recommended moving this resolution on to the Richland County Board of Supervisors for approval. The committee is also working on a possible short-term rental ordinance, which would be in addition to the state permit. The plan is to bring it back in March. City Utilities is being honored by American Public Power Association during Smart Energy Provider Week, which highlights how those with the designation make their communities better through energy efficiency, sustainability, and other programs. The Smart Energy Provider Program recognizes public power utilities for a commitment to smart energy programming. APPA represents all the public utilities throughout the country. There are only 111 nationwide SCP designees out of the more than 2,000 public utilities spanning the United States. This designation lasts 3 years. Utilities with this designation are nationally recognized for making the effort to incorporate sustainability and efficiency while maintaining affordability. The process evaluates their work against best industry practices, providing a litmus test for current work and guiding criteria for potential improvement. Scott Gald, utilities manager, said, "This demonstrates the work everyone at City Utilities puts in to make our great community even better. We're proud to be celebrated for those efforts and remain motivated to accomplish even more for our customers." Smart Energy Provider Week is this week and runs through Friday. Proposed changes to grant funding by the National Institutes for Health could have serious consequences for the universities of Wisconsin. A federal judge on Monday blocked the NIH's announced 15% cap on indirect cost for all new and current grants. In a Monday Newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, UW System President Jay Rothman talked about what those grants support. He said at UW-Madison alone, the NIH supports research on cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and diabetes. A federal judge Monday blocked the NIH's announced 15% cap on indirect cost for all new and current grants. The change would impact UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee, both of which receive NIH research funding. In the interview with Wisconsin Eye, Rothman said the decision from the Trump administration, quote, was not done in a businesslike fashion, and that it doesn't look like there was a whole lot of analysis that went into it. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Wisconsin and four other states accused Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties. Moline, Illinois-based Deere is the world's largest maker of agricultural equipment. Six Wisconsin Head Start programs still can't access the federal payment systems that keep them running. The White House was met with pushback when staff announced they'd be pausing all federal grant and loan payments, which impacts all kinds of things from health care to law enforcement and, of course, Head Start programs. States and nonprofits filed lawsuits right away, and the Trump administration ended up rescinding the memo. But some Head Start locations across Wisconsin have been locked out of the payment program ever since. 3,000 children are enrolled in those six Head Start locations. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced a $100 million investment in rural road infrastructure. The funding, through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program, will support 55 projects across the state and target aging local roads that serve as transportation corridors for the state's agricultural industry. The program can offer reimbursement of up to 90% of the total cost for eligible projects.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Wednesday, February 12th. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died February 3rd. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon. Today, from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Friday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg and Ithaca.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our life Time powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center. It is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office Tuesday and said his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out the wishes of the people.
We are trying to sort of right-size the federal bureaucracy, just make sure that this obviously there need to be a lot of people working for the federal government, but not as many as currently.
However, he offered little evidence of sweeping claims of waste and fraud. President Trump also said he always obeys a judge's order after some judges have blocked some of the administration initiatives. The Kremlin says a Russian citizen's been released from U.S. custody. That's one day after American Mark Fogel was freed. He was detained by Russia for 3.5 years. President Trump welcomed him to the White House last night. The war in Ukraine will be a topic for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's in Belgium meeting with the Ukraine Contact Group. Parts of Virginia got more than a foot of snow. There are 3 storm fronts in the U.S. Rain in Southern California a concern because of mudslide fears. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a